Hi, I'm Al Spohler. Happy holidays.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. Well, I guess you can't close out the year without talking a little bit about bubbles.
No, you sure can't. You know, this is when they sell, you know, 90% of all the sparkling wine.
Right.
They sell a lot this week. And we thought we'd give you a guide to some relatively well-priced bubblies that you'll have fun with. You know, really great champagne can be extraordinary, but it's also extraordinarily expensive. And it really may not be the type of thing you want to take to a big, loud party and have people, you know, guggling after you to have some of it, you know.
If they're sitting on the front porch drinking the champagne out of the bottle, you probably didn't want the $150
no,
bottle.
You didn't. But here's some good things that you can take and feel generous with. There is a wonderful line of wines from New Mexico, of all places, Gruet.
Gruet. Yeah, it's wonderful.
It's wonderful stuff. And they have quite a line now. They've got a Blanc de Noir, a Blanc de Blanc, a Rosé, and an Extra Dry. The wines cost between $17 and $27. And if you haven't tried them, put aside your skepticism and give them a shot. They're really wonderful. One of the oldest sparkling wines in France comes not from Champagne, but from a place called the Blanquette de Limoux in the south. And this is Saint-Hilaire. And I've been having this wine for many, many, many years, $14. It's just a really nice, reliable wine with lots of good flavor interest. And it's got some history to it, too, which is really cool. A lot of us like Prosecco. And I'm a big fan. And this year, I was able to taste something that knocked my socks off. It's called Clara C, the letter C, from Italy, of course. And they make three wines, Extra Dry, Rosé, and a kosher version.
Really?
Yeah. And that's very important. Clara C is just first-rate sparkling wine, and at $15, it is a steal. I give this the highest recommendation.
Really?
This
wow,
is
I haven't tried this one.
Great
I look
value.
For it.
The Spanish answer with Cava and Ana de Cordonnieu makes a wonderful Brut that costs all of $11.
Yeah, it's a deal.
And, you know, it may not be made the same way as champagne. Who cares? You know, take it to a party.
Have a good time, right.
Let somebody guggle up to you and
right.
get some. Now, let's swing over to California for a little bit. And one of the great makers always has been Schramsberg.
Oh, yeah. Terrific stuff.
Really good stuff. And I love their Blanc de Noir, which is it's a white champagne made from
Pinot Noir.
Pinot Noir, exactly. $40 for this, but it's really, really, it's really well-made wine. It's got some body to it. Hugh, I think if we had to pick one from California that is our personal favorite, I think Roeder Estate. From Anderson Valley.
It's just such a consistent performer. And it's got all the classic attributes, so yeah.
And how many times have you sat down with it and not realized you weren't drinking champagne?
I mean, I've almost never sat down with it and not thought I was drinking champagne. Right.
Yeah, the label's very similar to you know, the ordinary one from Champagne. So, you know, I've made that mistake and said, I'll be darned.
Easy to do.
Yeah, it's awfully good. At $28, I think that's a good deal. Mums, who also makes champagne back in the old country, has their Napa Cuvée and their Napa Cuvée M. Their line of wines go from $20 to $27. They have an off-dry sparkling wine, their Brut Prestige, and a Blanc de Blanc, which is all Chardonnay.
Sure.
And I think that's a really, really good choice. So there's a lot of good things. We're going to put this on the website. You can make a copy of this and take it to your wine shop and go shopping if you want to do that. And just go out and buy some good stuff and enjoy it and let people guggle up to you. Enjoy the holidays, everybody. We'll see you next year. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.